I'm standing on the corner of Josephine and Long Beach Boulevard, saying to myself how I need to walk 8 houses down Josephine or I'll die. And right then is when this earthquake goes off inside me. It bends me in half, feels like my bones are breaking from the inside. I gotta use the sidewalk to hold myself. I gotta put 2 hands on concrete, and it's cold, and I'm looking like I'm trying to be an animal on all fours. These earthquakes I got are major. Every one's like a mouth in the middle of my body trying to eat what's left of me, and this one's swallowing me up. It lets me go, and I know I need to be moving before another comes. I wipe my nose on my shoulder when I feel wetness going down my lip, and I'm real glad when I find it's not blood. A car rolls up, slow. Lights hit me in my eyes, and I flinch out of them. It's got the windows down, and some girl singer is singing out the speakers. I can hear it, but I can't tell the words. The fuck's wrong with this fool? He's got them malias or what? I hear that from the driver. And then he's gone. The lights, too. Me and him both know how this is no neighborhood to get caught in being dope sick. South off the new 105 like this? Off Long Beach like this? This is gangtown shit. After dark? That's asking for bad things to find you. And I sure as hell not be here if I had other types of options. But this is what happens when you sleep for a day and a half and you wake up and you need fixing up worse than you've ever needed anything. I feel the next earthquake coming in shaky at first, like a little aftershock. So I lean on a wall I got next to me and ride it out like I'm in a storm. I'm 5 houses down now, almost there, holding the wall and looking like I'm trying not to get picked up by some hurricane winds. The smell of beef comes at me, meat. It's Tams, or it's Tacos Mexico. And my stomach's acting like it's grabbing on that just to mess with me. The earthquake right after is the worst one ever. So bad I think I'm gonna scream right here. I would, but it wouldn't make the pains better. And it wouldn't fix this calling I got inside me. The calling is more major than major. It's above the pain, around it. The calling pushes my steps, and I fight right through some type of spaz move that makes my legs go sideways, but I somehow keep walking. I'm used to these pains. I hate them, but I know them, and always the calling's on top of me. It's a need, up there with breathing. I work nights in the port, till my accident. I know how the night sounds of the boats go, and these feelings are like the front ends of foghorns. All up, no down, not bee, just like a bee that trails off. That's how dope calls me, how it keeps calling me. How it's out there in the night and telling me to come to it, telling me if I get there I can keep floating after. And that's what makes me get to this door right now and knock on it. I know better than to do it at night, than to do it here, but I got to. It's do this or die. It's talk to Scrappy or die. That's what my stomach's saying, what my brain's saying. They're both agreeing on how I got no options left. So I knock on the metal screen door and it rattles, and then I lean all over the house and tell it to hold me.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.